Hi, Beth.
Hi.
Great to have you here.
I'm sorry?
It's great to have you on the show.
Great to be here.
It sounds like you've got a tile problem as well.
Well, it's what I've got is an old house, and the bathroom, when I bought it, the bathroom is pretty small, and it has really, really ugly vinyl tile.
Okay.
I want to replace it with a piece of sheet vinyl that I bought, and I guess my question is, it's got a little bit of a pattern to it, so should I scrape it up or just lay the vinyl over top of it?
Well, when you say the it's got a pattern to it, you mean the existing vinyl tile?
Yes.
It's not
smooth and flat. It's
I see what you're saying. In other words, the edges of the tile are raised up a little bit. In other words,
The edges are fine. It's just that the tile itself is.
Oh, it's. I know what you're saying. It's embossed.
Right.
The tile itself is not smooth.
Right.
Tell me about the sheet goods. Do they? Is it a pretty? Does it have a pretty thick underlayer, like a cushioned layer?
No, it's not that thick.
How about the pattern on the vinyl? Has it got a pattern to it? Is it embossed on the surface?
No, it's pretty smooth.
I would be very tempted to pull up that vinyl tile, but it sometimes can create more of a nightmare than what you have now.
Mm-hmm.
Because what can happen is we don't know what's underneath there. Are those existing tiles very smooth and very secure? I mean, they're just like, they're rock solid. I mean, there's no loose tiles.
Not in that section, no. I mean, the bathroom is great. The kitchen and dining room are a little funkier, but...
Okay. here's one thing you can do, and I've done this with great success. You can buy these powdered floor leveling compounds, you know, that are just like a white powder. You mix it with water. You make it to the consistency of drywall compound.
Mm-hmm.
And you could actually take a drywall, what we call a broad knife that we finish the big seams with, like a 10-inch or 12-inch knife. And you could actually apply it to your tile floor. And you take that blade and push down very hard so that you scrape all of it off. And the only thing that stays behind is the floor leveling compound to fill those very minor recesses in that embossed pattern.
Okay.
And then what happens is now your vinyl tile floor is smooth. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the adhesives that come with most of the sheet vinyl products are made to adhere to these floor leveling compounds. Because if you look in the instructions of the sheet vinyl, frequently they'll tell you, you know, you have to use floor leveling compound if these conditions exist. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah. So they already know that their adhesives are going to work. So I would, to be on the safe side, I might just fill up those embossed areas with that. You just don't want to have any excess floor leveling compound on there, like a little streak or a bump here or there, because that's going to cause a nightmare when you put the sheet vinyl down.
Okay.
But that's what I would do.
Okay.
It won't be that hard. Just make sure before you put the floor leveling compound down that the floor is very clean.
Very clean.
Yeah, wash it with soap and water, rinse it, dry it, and it'll stick really well.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Well, it just take your time putting that sheet vinyl down, cut it, and be very, very careful. You know, you got to get those cuts perfect.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna do a paper pattern before I.
Yeah, that's a good idea, and those things can be, it can be a little squirrely to work with sometimes. You know, I just don't like them. I'm not a big fan of it, but that's just me.
Okay.
Okay, Beth, thanks for calling WGRR.
Thank you.
Great to have you on the show.
All right.